Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we just want to lift you up and glorify you as being the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, and we just want to exalt you and let you know just how much we love you and how much we appreciate you, God. We dare not allow the cares of this world and this life to be consuming us, Father God, that we cannot lift up our hands and glorify you and tell you, God, just how much we appreciate you, Lord. We want to cast all our cares at your feet because we know that you care for us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're not going to be all consumed, Lord, with any and everything that's going on in our lives and in our families and our finances and our homes and our marriages, God, but we're going to empty ourselves out right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and give you all these things because we know that you can handle it, you can fix it, you can take care of it, God. You can rearrange it, you can even change some things. So right now, God, we're going to empty out that stuff, Lord. We're going to declutter ourselves. See, cold my mind in a little bowl, shut down, huh? We're going to give you any and everything, Father God, that causes us to go into a place of fear. We're going to give you any and everything, God, that causes us to go into a place of anger. We're going to give you any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to go into a place of degradation and segregation. We dare not allow ourselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be so messed up, God, in trouble, God, that we cannot come into your presence with thanksgiving, God. We're going to give it to you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And before we go any further, we just want to be empty because we want you to enter in and take residence inside of our hearts, God. We want you to live down inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But we know, Lord, that we cannot have you inside of us, Father God, and we're not cleaned out, Lord. So clean us out on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you will not dwell in no unclean temple. Clean out our hearts on today, God. Clean out our minds on today, Lord. Clean out our thoughts on today, God, that we won't be so opinionistic, huh? Clean out our attitude on today, Father God, that we won't be in such a place of rage. Oh God, clean out our elbows, shunned it of our sea, huh? Oh God, that we won't be pointing a finger and wagging a head, huh? Cleanse us on today, Father God, that we won't be thinking ill will against one another, huh? And we won't have all these foul thoughts inside of our hearts, huh? Remove all this stuff out of our hearts on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our head, talking about one another, being judgmental, Father God, prideful and haughty and dainty. Remove these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be selfish and greedy, God. Remove these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us, Lord, not to be pleasing in your sight. We want to be pleasing in your sight, God, and we have not obtained yet, Lord. So help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and remove that self-righteousness, Father God, and thinking and believing that we know it all, God. Remove that spirit of debate and argumentation on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remove it on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That our conversations will be pleasant with one another. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be pure and sincere, God. Enter in and put your truth down in the very bowels of our belly, that when we open up our mouths, we'll speak your truth and not exaggeration and lies. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because you declared and decrees of things about each and every last one of us, Lord. Give us a heart to accept. Give us a heart of forgiveness. Give us a heart of absolution. Give us a heart, Father God, of flesh, Lord. That any and everything that you said stimulates some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. Settle some things, Father God. Oh God, I'm asking you to remove any and everything out of our thoughts, Father God, even from our past on today, God. That it would not have us stricken and even conflicted inside of our thoughts. Serve them old ties and them soul ties. And any and every spirit that's not like you, God. I'm asking you to remove it from the sanctuary. Remove it from our hearts and our bodies. Give us that spirit of discernment that we may be able to recognize these things, not just in others, God, but simply in ourselves, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and some of that spirit of fear and confusion and doubt, Lord. Move it out the way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your people would be stabilized, grounded, rooted, and anchored in you, God. You know what each and every last one of us need. You even know our desires, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to go in and remove any hidden motives or any hidden intentions, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that our prayers will not be amiss. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to submit ourselves unto your mighty hand, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, to be more obedient, Father God. He called my mind to the Lomosi, and uproot that spirit of rebellion on today, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, remove that spirit of being disdained, Father God, by what we see or what we hear. Remove the scales of our eyes, God, and put ourselves on, that we can clearly see. Uncork our ears, Father God, that we would not be so selective in what we want to hear and even apply, Lord. Help us out today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you. We need you during this time, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Some of that complaining spirit. Oh, mama, nere lobo shi, akata kono mana nere lobo si. Open up our eyes, see our hearts to your understanding, God, that your light will shine within us, God, and your glory will be with thee. Oh, God, we welcome you into the sanctuary, our hearts, our bodies, our minds, and even our souls on today, our situations, our concerns, problems, fears, and even tears, God. We welcome you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are my mind. You are the one that can handle it and fix it, Father God. You are the only one, Father God, that can heal my mind. Oh, God, so will we are my mind. Going to the hearts of our children, our grandchildren, Father God, our husbands, our wives, Father God, our loved ones near and far. Going to their hearts on today, God, and remove the hardness of the heart. He called my mind. Oh God, he called my mind. Give us that courage that we need on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because there's so many things and so many times, Father God, we don't want to approach a thing, God, and even when we do it, we don't know how to do it. So God, give us the wisdom, knowledge, and the understanding that we need, that we won't lead to our own understanding, and then we need some clarity, Father God, that we won't go into a place of confusion and misunderstanding. Oh Lord, I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because you know, Lord, we can saw that broken marriage and that broken family. We can saw on today, Father God, that friendship and that loveship. We can saw on today, Father God, and remove any and everything, Father God, that causes us to be disdained, Father God, or even going into a place of perversion. Remove it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will see things out of your vision, Father God, and not our own viewpoint. Because, Father God, we are my mind. Oh, God, we be so confused by what we see, God. Help us not to be in that place, Father God, because you are not a God of confusion, but a love power and of a sound mind. So we got soundness in our mind concerning you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because of your teaching, your direction, and your instruction, and even your correction. Continue, Father God, to purge out any and everything out of our hearts that's not like you, Lord, because we don't want to continue to walk around, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and be spotted. Oh, God, cleanse us on today, Father God, any and every prayer that's on the altar, any and every prayer, Father God, that's even hidden down in the inside of our hearts that we have not even said anything about, God. Even those prayers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have already prayed and that we are taking it up, O see. I'm asking you to even consider those. Prepare our hearts, Father God, to accept any and everything that you have already predestined, preordained, and have already said and declared and decreed over our lives as an individual. Prepare our hearts to accept it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, whether it's good or bad, that we may be able to receive what is good or bad. Whatever it is, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is for our learning. Oh, God, help us on today, Father God, to accept the teachings, Lord, even now, being our miss, God. And camp your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the root to the foundation, around the entire perimeter, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that any and everybody that crosses that threshold, God, they will feel your presence and your anointing, and knowing, Father God, without a shadow of a doubt, that you are real, and this is your home. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to go down each and every last one of these pews and send your ministering angels that they may take charge over the lives of your people, Father God, and that they will not be so self-willed. Oh, Oh God, complete the work that you begun down in the inside of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and help even your people to know and realize, Father God, that they ain't got to prove anything, Father God, but what they need to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus, is simply, Father God, bow down to you and let you do you, and then be your go something in the Lobosia. Oh God, you already sent your son Jesus that we may be justified through him, Father God. Therefore, Father God, we have my mind in the Lobosia, yet the Lobosia, and the Lobosia. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, Lord. Because I know that you can, God. Help us not to be so hard-hearted. Oh, my mind needed a lobo shia, needed a lobo son, needed a labasia. Thank you, Jesus. It don't matter what happened to you, or either what a person said, or even what they did. You have to choose to forgive in spite of how much you believe it hurt it. In spite of how much your thoughts caused it to hurt even the more. You have to forgive. You ain't even got no other choice. Because let me explain something to you. I don't care how much we pray. I don't care how much we fast. I don't care how much we think and believe that we are being faithful unto God. If you do not forgive with your whole heart sincerely and purely, God will not forgive you. And it's written in the book. It's written in the book. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to continue to expound and elevate and illuminate your people, God, that they may be in a place that is pleasing in your sight, to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh God, I'm asking you to be in our midst, even now, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.